And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of the Russian writer Yevgenia Ginsberg, who was born on this day in Moscow, 1904, teacher, journalist. When she was 32, she was arrested in a roundup by the state. Her husband, parents, also arrested. Ginsberg, sentenced as an enemy of the people, served 18 years in prison and forced labor or exile, 10 years in Siberia. She survived to write memoirs of her time in the Gulag, Journey into the Whirlwind and Within the Whirlwind, published abroad, but 12 years after she died in 1977, her books were finally published in the Soviet Union. It's the birthday of the playwright John Fletcher, born in Rye, England, 1579. He wrote for the King's Men, the acting troupe that produced Shakespeare's works. And when John Fletcher died during the plague epidemic, 9 years after Shakespeare, he was as famous in England as Shakespeare was. And now nothing of his is performed except Henry VIII, which he collaborated on with William Shakespeare. And it's the birthday of Hortense Kalischer, born in New York City, 1911. Father was a manufacturer of soap and perfume. Kalischer grew up well-to-do during the Depression, did not try to publish anything until she was almost 40, sent some of her stories to The New Yorker, which published five of them. First novel, False Entry, was published in 1961, 600 pages long. After that, she turned out book after book, 23 novels and short story collections. She was 90 years old, Hortense Kalischer, when she published her last novel, Sunday Jews, in 2002. And 2 years later, her memoir, Tattoo for a Slave. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, entitled Gifts That Keep on Giving. You know when you unwrap them, fruitcake is notorious. There were only 51 of them baked in 1917 by the personal chef of Rasputin. The mad monk ate one. That was what finally killed him. But there are many more bouncers. Bowls, green and purple, spotted like lepers. Vases of inept majolica in the shape of wheezing frogs or overweight lilies. Sweaters sized for Notre Dame's hunchback. Hourglasses of no use humans can devise. Gloves to fit three-toed sloths. Mufflers of screaming plaid acrylic. Necklaces and pins that transform any outfit to a thrift shop reject. Boxes of candy so stale and sticky the bonbons pull teeth faster than your dentist. Weird sauces bought at warehouse sales no one will ever taste unless suicidal or blind. Immortal as vampires, these gifts circulate from birthdays to Christmas, from weddings to anniversaries. Even if you send them to the dump, they resurface, bobbing up on the third day like the corpses they call floaters. After all living have turned to dust and ashes, in the ruins of cities, alien archaeologists will judge our civilization by these monstrous relics. Gifts That Keep on Giving by Marge Piercy, from The Hunger Moon, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.